welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, February 8th, 2017. And with me today, I have Kelly Gumont. How's it going, Kelly?
It's going well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. And we don't get to do one-on-one shows often enough. So here we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I am too. Also excited.
Plus, we're going to talk about my favorite stuff.
I know. Well, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to make it just us, because I figured it would be kind of cool. So, hey, speaking of cool, we have a sponsor today. That sponsor is Blue Apron, and we'll talk about them soon. But to build up the anticipation to that, hey, this Apple TV thing. So it turns out that Apple just this month hired a new person for the Apple TV team. And this is Timothy Twirtle. And what makes this kind of like a really big thing is that he is the new vice president for product marketing. So he's taking over that position from Pete Distad. And just so you know, Pete is not out of a job. He is now doing what he's supposed to be doing, which is working on content deals.
Okay.
So he still has a gig. Don't worry about that. And Timothy, he has a new gig. He comes over from Amazon. This is the guy that was in charge of their Fire TV division.
Now, this is super interesting to me for like 96 reasons.
All right, I'm sitting down.
So first is, I don't stock Apple executives, so I don't know how long, you know, most of those people have had the positions that they have, that sort of thing, and management, that, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I really don't do it at Amazon, and Amazon's usually not real public facing with most of their folks. So I don't know if this is the guy who has been responsible for Fire TV all along.
Yes.
Or if he's the guy that was responsible for just the stick.
No, he's responsible for all of it. He's been working with Amazon for over 4 years. So he was there for the beginning with Fire TV, and he's the guy that made the Fire Stick happen. And prior to that, he has many years experience working with companies like Roku. He was an executive there.
Now that I did know, he's been a TV, like a non-cable box thing you hook up to the TV guy for a long time.
Yeah, he's been involved with several companies.
Yeah. So another interesting thing to me about him is that it seems like he would have been the person behind this approach. And here's what I know as a person who knows tons and tons of people who are deeply entrenched in the Apple ecosystem. You know, I have an iPhone and an iPad, or maybe multiples, and an iPod and a MacBook Pro and an iMac and an Apple TV and an Apple Watch and, right? Mm-hmm. Like all the way down the line, you know, like Apple makes Pokemon or something. And so
it's kind of like that, actually. Yeah,
it kind of is. So what has been interesting to me about Amazon's approach to markets where Apple has a stake, whatever that stake may be, is that Amazon is never approaching it as a zero sum game. Amazon didn't walk into the tablet market and say, we have to go up against the iPad. That's not what they did. For some people, the Kindle is the right tool. For some people, an iPad is the right tool. You know, and they are maybe different groups of people. So it makes a lot of sense to me that Amazon wouldn't try to be going head to head with an iPad. They're making their own thing. And that's kind of that might be right for some people, you know, and other people may have a need or a desire for an iPad instead. I know people who have both. I have both. I love my Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they've done the same thing in the TV market, where it's not necessarily zero sum. Again, I know loads and loads of people who have an Apple TV and, you know, I have an Apple TV, and I think the one I hear from a lot of people is a Roku. You know, I have an Apple TV and a Roku box, and I don't have cable. Like, there's a lot of people like that. There are people like you who just have Apple TV and don't have cable.
I have a Fire Stick also.
Yeah, see, and I know a lot of people who have an Apple TV and a Fire Stick, like, or even flat out Fire TV, because it works well with the Echo device, and because it, because a lot of people have a lot of other integration.
Stop. I can use my Fire Stick with my Echo. My Fire Stick will work with my Echo.
I think you can. I think if they're configured, I think you can tell it what to do. Oh. Like how I have the Harmony skill hooked up to my remote.
Yeah.
You know, I can say computer, go do the thing, and it will.
Oh man.
She can't hear me. I'm in the other room. So, what?
I had no idea.
Am I blowing your mind right now?
Yeah, but I shouldn't be surprised. Of course it can do this sort of thing. All right. So if I go to my skills and I look up fire stick, this is so not what we're supposed to be talking about right now. I'm all about this. All right, I'll mess with this later, but the idea of being able to tell my Echo that I want to watch Man in the High Castle is very exciting to me, inappropriately exciting.
Oh, I can totally see. Yeah. So I think there's some possibility there. And again, what I like about the Fire Stick, I don't have one. I have a Chromecast hooked to one of the other TVs. I do want to get a Fire Stick because I find that for me anyway, like at my house, the few times we have rented movies on a streaming device, I've rented them through Amazon, and it's just, and at our house, it's been a lot easier to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I can't tell you clearly why that is. It doesn't happen very often. I think one time it was because Amazon had the movie we wanted to watch and Apple TV didn't. So, you know, nothing like profound or anything like that. But I do know a lot of people, particularly once Fire TV also came in that stick form factor, which was way less expensive because a lot of people didn't want or need all of those features. But, you know, I know a lot of people who have Amazon Prime. And you get a huge video library as part of Amazon Prime. And so being able to watch that on the TV. Yeah. Being able to watch that on TV without having to, you know, plug your iPad into power so that you can AirPlay everything to the Apple TV, you know, while you watch episode after episode of Man in the High Castle, like we do at my house.
As one does.
As lots of ones do. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a much more convenient way to do that. Lots of people have an extra HDMI port on the back. You just poke it in. There's not a lot of configuration to go on there. And it's pretty great. So I am very interested in what this guy and his ideas are going to bring to the Apple TV, because I've been an Apple TV cheerleader for many years. Everybody knows. The soft spot in my heart for the Apple TV is not necessarily because of what it can do while it's hooked up to my television, but I'm still very curious what this is going to do, because it really feels like, as weird as this sounds, it feels like the Apple TV has become the Mac Pro of the product lineup.
You know,
we have it and we sell it.
Yeah, but at least it's not 3 years on the same design. But right. No, I get what you're saying, because it feels like all of these other set top boxes are marching forward while Apple TV
again
is staying in place. And what I'm hoping is, now that Timothy Turtle is on board, and I really hope I'm saying your name right, and if I'm not, I apologize. But you're welcome to come on the show anytime and correct me. Like, seriously, you're welcome anytime.
We would love to talk to you.
Yeah, that would actually
I will
be
really so
cool.
Nice.
All right, we have a promise. Kelly will be nice.
I will.
But anyhow, with him on board, what I'm curious to see is what happens with the path moving forward for Apple TV. And and actually, you know what? We should just kind of leave ourselves hanging there for a second and talk about Blue Apron and then come back and talk about the future of Apple TV. So, Blue Apron, that's our sponsor today. And I love Blue Apron because they've, what they've done is they've helped me get out of the rut. And the rut is I go to the grocery store, I end up buying the same things and come home and make the same dinners. And so when I sat down and looked at it, I'm like, you know, I'm actually making like there's like five different things that I'm making consistently. And then I went and did some research and guess what? That's human nature. We get, but at least I'm doing better than most because the average is three things.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that's all people make, just three things. And that, I mean, that's okay because, hey, you're not going hungry and you like what you're eating. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it. But there's so many other experiences to have with food and so many other exciting things we could be putting in our mouths and saying, wow, this tastes great. And Blue Apron is making that happen for me because they're coming up with these menus of dinners that they then ship to you. And so you get to try new things, and they do it with all these fresh ingredients. So they're going out and sourcing high quality produce, high quality fish, and high quality beef and chicken, and so anyways, whatever it is that needs to go into that recipe to make it taste as good as it possibly can. That's what they're doing. They're finding that stuff. And then they get all the measurements right for you. So you don't have to worry about, did I put too much of whatever in? And and just so everyone knows, there's a big difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon of salt. Really big difference. So they put all this stuff together and then they just ship it right to your door. And so you get these really great meals that you can try out. They come with easy to follow instructions. And those instruction sheets list all the ingredients. So if you find something that you really like and you want to take that three meal thing that you're currently doing and turn it into four or five or more, okay, great. They've got some really cool options for you to try. And then you've got those recipes, go to the grocery store, buy the stuff, and you can make it again. It's really awesome, and I just love what they're doing. So the meals break down to about $10 a person, and you can save some money by using the special URL we have. And with that, you'll get three meals from your first order for free, and also you don't pay shipping. So the way this works is you go to the website, which is blueapron.com/TDO, blueapron.com/TDO, and pick out the meals you want. They have the suggestion. So like if you do the three meal thing for two people, so that would be six meals, you'll see what they're offering for that week, but then they have some other options. So if there's something there that you know you just simply don't like. Like for me, I can't eat broccoli, which means there's more for everyone else. Then if one of the menu items for that week is broccoli based, then I just pick something else and it's all good. And they send me something that I can actually put in my mouth and I enjoy it and I don't go hungry and I love it. So go to their website, blueapron.com/TDO, and get three meals from your first order for free. And thank you, Blue Apron, for being our sponsor. Okay. Yes. So, back to Apple TV. You know, we both have some frustration with where Apple TV is today, but we also have hopes for where it could be in the future. And now we have some new hope because Timothy Turtle is on board, and I think overall the Fire TV and Fire Stick product line is actually really good.
I do too.
Yeah, and I'm very pleased with my Fire Stick. I think it cost me like $35 is all. And it just hangs off the back of my television, and it works. And I
think that's a thing that Amazon has mastered, and that's sort of the loss leader. You know, you know, you don't need the giant Echo. You know, you can buy a Dot, and a Dot is like $40, and you can try it out. And then if you like it, you know, it's almost, because it's very inexpensive, it's almost that whole the first one's free kind of a deal, you know. And and the next thing you know, you have a bunch of Amazon stuff in your house. And how did that happen? Well, I'll tell you how it happened, because this is exactly the conversation we had at my house last year when this all went, when the Amazon invasion began at my house. We were Prime subscribers, and that was it. Occasionally watched something on Prime Video, and that was really about all. And, you know, just bought stuff. That was it. So, I happened to see that Best Buy had the Echo on sale. It was like $40 off or something. So I mentioned it because we had had the conversation about being able to get the Apple TV to do stuff at our house. And so I said, hey, did you see where Best Buy has the Echo on sale? And he said, well, what about the Apple one? Why would I buy the Amazon one if I can buy the Apple one? I said, there's no Apple one. You can't really, you know, Apple's attempt is basically the HomeKit stuff. And he goes, but I hate HomeKit. I can't hook any of it up, and none of it works like it's supposed to. And when I tell my phone to do stuff, none of it does what it's supposed to do. I said, I know. That's why it might be kind of nice to try the Amazon way and see if it's any better. And because we're automation nerds, we want everything in the house to, I want to be able to run it with my phone or monitor it with my phone if I'm not home, things like that. So we went back and I said, you know, I looked it up. It does say you can return it. So if we get it and hook all the lights up and everything and we don't like it, you know, it doesn't have to stay. He's like, okay, that's true. It doesn't have to stay.
But it's still there.
So he came home with one, you know, did the whole online, you know, bought it online and picked it up on the way home from work and took it out of the box and set it all up. And there it sits to this day. You're absolutely right. So, and we have two more dots because my house is three levels. So now there's one in the bedroom so I can turn lights on and off and things. And there's one on the main level in the kitchen, and there's one in the lower level of the house down in the basement where like the nice TV and all that, you know, all that stuff is. So like I can tell it to turn on the lights. I can tell it to, run stuff on the television. So like if I want to watch a movie, because I have a Harmony remote, I added that skill so I can do that. You know, all like there's a lot of stuff and for, you know, like people have asked me like, what is this thing that sits on the end of the bar? How does it work? Do you like it? And I always tell them the same thing. Like it's the most exciting, boring review. Like every time I hook it up to do something, it just works.
Yeah. And okay. So it's become like a Nexus device in your house.
Yeah.
And what I'm wondering is if Apple is finally moving forward with making Apple TV a Nexus device in our house, because we have Timothy Tortle on board, and he gets how Amazon did this. And then we also have the changes that came in tvOS 10.0.1. And now granted, tvOS 10.0.1 came out like 3 or 4 months ago. But there are features that were buried inside there that are surfacing now.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about things like Wi-Fi configuration, built in, and you know, so your Wi-Fi configuration that you have on one device can be shared amongst others. And then we have App Launch, which to me is like a really big thing. Because if you have, say, game controllers that you want to use and configure on your Apple TV, instead of having to go and hunt through the App Store to try and find the right thing, you can turn on the game controller, it pairs with your Apple TV, and then says, hey, this is the app I need, can I download it? And you click the OK thing, and away you go. So it makes it much easier for Apple TV to be a more versatile device, because you can add accessories to it in a much easier way. We have,
which is great.
Yep. And we have improved Siri support, and and we have voiceover and assistive touch support now. So now we're looking at a device.
Which is very, very cool.
Yeah, so now we're looking at a device that lets you do a lot more without having to invest more of your brain cycles. And I'm wondering, with this combination of things that is coming together right now, is if this is a sign that Apple is really getting serious about this space, and they're going to aggressively move into the set-top market in a way they haven't before.
So I'm going to wildly speculate, because this is a thing that's been turning over in my brain since, well, all month, I guess, since it was the 31st, I believe, that we had the earnings call. And it is this, Tim Cook on the earnings call talked about how great the home automation and stuff in his house is. And my first thought when I heard that on the call, my first thought was, he's not using an Apple TV to run all this.
Okay, that's funny, because my first thought was, I wonder what platform he's running.
Mm-hmm. Because I immediately discounted the Apple TV / HomeKit / Apple Assistant. I don't want to activate everybody's phones right now. Mm-hmm. As the thing that was... I immediately was like, it can't possibly be, you know, this. You know, because I was sort of discounting that he has access to the people who wrote HomeKit and could just make one of those people come over and set it up, which I can't do. And that's why HomeKit is not the thing that rules supreme in my house, because so far it's been endlessly frustrating, and it's been endlessly frustrating with stuff that totally should work just fine, like Hue lights and things. So that was my first thought when he said that, was like, what is he using? Like, I know they won't for whatever reason, but I really wanted them to name names. I really deeply wanted that to be a thing that happened. So, my speculation is that, Tim Cook has at least an awareness of what these other platforms are like, and is finally getting to the point, you know, because remember, I wrote an article about why the Apple TV, basically at that time, because there wasn't a whole lot you could do with an Echo at that point. I wanted it to be the Echo so that you could tell it stuff and those things would just happen. And I wrote an article about how, please let this happen. We know there's got to be a new Apple TV coming soon. Please, 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 please. So they gave us apps for the Apple TV. And that, like, the App Store, but that was about it. And so I feel like we're in a very similar place to where we were when I wrote that, I think two or three years ago now, which is, the Apple TV we have is fine, but it's being surpassed by other set-top boxes, and it's time for there to be something happening, capital H happening, with the Apple TV that's going to make it exciting and compelling to people. And I kind of feel like Apple knew that adding an app store wasn't necessarily going to be the killer thing that made everybody buy one, or you couldn't still buy a third generation Apple TV.
So maybe they see that as a stepping stone to where they're going.
Which is what I'm hoping is that now they've got somebody who comes in the door on day one with a wealth of knowledge about this space, about what's going on in this space, you know, because you can't work on a product like a TV product in a vacuum. You know, if you work at Amazon, you have a vague notion of what Roku has out there. You have a vague notion of what Apple has out there. You know, what Sling and TiVo and all these other people who are offering not cable stuff are up to, you know, not secretly, not like the secret stuff that they're doing behind closed doors, but like out, you know, on their website, here are the three things that Roku has available. Like, if I spent all day as a person developing stuff for a set top box, that's a thing that I would carry around in my brain all the time. Here's what they're selling. Here's what they're selling. Here's what they're selling. And I know what all those things are. So this is a guy that has a lot of institutional knowledge. Here's what other people have done that worked and didn't work. And and cares a lot about this space, or he wouldn't be on his third separate, high level position doing the same sort of thing, which is making cool stuff that people plug into their televisions.
Yep.
So I'm really optimistic about what's going to happen with this. Here's my one wacky prediction. Cause remember, okay, I run a home, and it is that the Apple TV product line will split, and that we will get a TV stick from Apple, mm-hmm, that will do, some real basic HomeKit stuff. Like, it may support a few little things that already have their own hub. Like, if you have a Wemo hub, if you have a Hue light setup, you have the Hue hub. If there's something that already processes those commands, then I say that there's going to be an Apple TV stick, and it's going to have some lightweight support for some of those commands. If you want something more industrial, if you want something that's going to do a lot more automation in your house that you can address with Apple's assistant, then you'll need to buy the box. But all there's right. going to be two products from Apple TV, and it's going to be the same sort of thing that we saw last time, where the Roku box and the Sling box and the Fire TV box, not the stick, but the box, all have better specs than the Apple TV right now. But the Apple TV is going to at least meet or exceed what those other boxes are shipping with, as far as like memory and storage and that kind of thing. And then when it's released, and then once it's out into the world, it's going to be equal or ahead on paper compared to those other things. And I think we're going to also get a stick, and I want that to be an event of its own. I don't think it will be. I think it's going to be the underline on the new iPad. When the new iPad comes out and it gets its own event, I think, oh, by the way, you can also do all this stuff with the new Apple TV.
All right. Well, then, whenever we get that new Apple TV announcement, we're going to have to come back and see how right you were. And with that, we're like way over time, so we have to wrap up. Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff. It was a blast.
It's always fun. And thank you to Blue Apron for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, blueapron.com/TDO, and get your first three meals for free off your order, and you get free shipping. And listeners, thank you for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.